Welcome to JustJerry.com. I'm Jerry Tridle, and this whole site, the whole website is dedicated to helping you live productively as well as joyfully and fruitfully in this current reign of Christ. Our Lord does reign, and we want truth about all of that. And truth comes from not only natural revelation, but specifically special revelation, which is the sacred scripture, the Bible itself. And so what we're doing is we're not dreaming up something new or making up something new, but we're looking at what has been brought forth from the sacred scripture as brought forth from the church over the past 2,000 to 6,000 years if we look at the church or the synagogues of the Old Testament. And so there's been a lot that has been produced, and one dogmatic thing that we can speak as truth, and that is that our Lord will return one day to judge the living and the dead. We also know that the church has believed that when Jesus Christ was coronated at his resurrection, when the Lord said to my Lord, you can read this in Psalm 110, verses 1 and 2, as well as it is the most often quoted scripture from the Old Testament in the New Testament, and that is this: the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. So we are waiting during this reign of Christ for all of Christ's enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. And that's what God the Father said to the Son. And our Lord remains in the heavens until the whole world is Christianized, until heaven come to earth. That is why we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why we put this book together, because today, especially with wars and rumors of wars. We just got out of the pandemic. And so everyone's saying, oh my gosh, we must be at the end of the world. We must be in the last days, or we're ready to be raptured out, which is a contemporary teaching, for the church has never really embraced the teaching of a secret catching away of the saints called the rapture until you had the Darbyites and the Millerites of the early 1800s. And then all of that teaching was then wrapped into the Scofield Reference Bible, packaged in a concept called dispensationalism. And that has been what most evangelical fundamentalist churches have embraced. And that teaching has seeped into some of the mainline churches, Methodism, and you even see it taught in some Catholic churches, which it shouldn't be, but sometimes it's in there. And we're not saying that the dispensational philosophy or that particular teaching is antichrist, or that it's an enemy of the faith or anything like that, or that you'll go to hell if you believe it, because there are many debates now between the Orthodox views of last things as well as dispensationalism. So we're not enemies. It is an issue of dialogue. But what this book, the Last Days Are Behind Us and Our Best Days Are Ahead, tries to do is to show us the Orthodox presentation about last things, what the church has believed, and then proposes all of this in a package for a positive future, so that we can build and do what we were called to do in the beginning: be fruitful, multiply ourselves, work the earth, have dominion. Because when you hear that the earth is going to is doomed, according to some of these modern doomsday alarmists, or those that believe we're living in the last times, what it does is it paralyzes you with fear, especially those leaders who met at Davos in 2023. And all that they were talking about was the unsubstantiated man-made climate myths, which will then be used to have climate emergencies. And then you have the unsubstantiated myths of overpopulation, the old Malthusian overpopulation theories, as well as energy price chaos, inflation. You have epidemics of hunger and disease that are purported, but we don't see a lot of evidence of that. And so we know now that after nearly 6,000 years of recorded history, that these are the best days that humans have ever lived in. And according to the prophets, the last days were the last days of the Old Testament, which began with the ministry of Jesus Christ in about AD 26, and they ended with the destruction of the Old Covenant system, or Jerusalem and the temple, in AD 70 when the Romans attacked, surrounded the city, and then destroyed it after a siege. And in the book, we talk a lot about that. But the last days were between AD 26 and AD 70. So what does that mean for us today? The so what question is answered by this. We're now living in the reign of Christ. When Jesus sat at the right hand of God, there was nothing more that could be added to that coronation. So when he does return, he's returning to judge the living and the dead. He's not returning to set up a kingdom for 1,000 years. We're living in that symbolic 1,000-year reign of Christ. And we go into detail in that in the book. So with that, when you look at Daniel's 70 weeks, and a lot of you have asked questions about that, we have a whole chapter on that. We have 5 charts that go through all of that aspect. But Daniel was told that these 77-year cycles, 77-year cycles, would be the completion of the Old Covenant, because they were determined, Daniel, for your people, the Jews. And all of that consummated with the destruction of Jerusalem and the destruction of the entire Old Covenant heavens and earth to the Jew. And that's why he was to look forward to a new heavens and new earth, a new Jerusalem, the church. And this new heavens and new earth would be the entire system of the new covenant with Jesus as Lord and King and High Priest. So all of that is what this site's all about. So enjoy the blogs, enjoy the Buzzsprout podcasts that are listed here and that are linked here. You can also see some of our videos that are posted on YouTube, and you can check them out by just hitting the links. And if you have any questions or you'd like to communicate with us, you can email jerry@justjerry.com. And the book, The Last Days Are Behind Us, Our Best Days Are Ahead, you can pick that up at any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, any good bookstore all over the world. It's in several different languages, and we hope you'll enjoy it. And what we do hope is that it will make a contribution to your life so that you can see where you are in redemptive history. You'll know that the last days are behind us. You will not be moved any longer by end-time alarmists, and you'll be rooted and grounded in the fact that our Lord reigns, and that you're here for a purpose to be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and work the earth, have dominion, make the contribution, no matter how little, no matter how large, that God has granted you, and God is with you even unto the end of this kingdom age when he returns to judge the living and the dead. It's a great way to live life, and it's a great way to live, period. The Lord bless you. Thanks very much for joining us, and enjoy the site.